Leah Wilkinson. I'm the Vice President of Public Policy and Education for the American Feed Industry Association.
Well, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning to talk about some concerns and best practices when it comes to prevention of the spread of ASF. Now, to be clear, it is not in the United States. However, the U.S. pork industry is on high alert, and we're hearing that it's possibly spread through feed. So educate us, Leah, from the feed side of things and what you guys are putting out as the best information that you have right now for producers.
Sure. So first off, we don't have any evidence that the virus is in feed or feed ingredients, but the research that's out there shows that if the virus is contaminated in those ingredients, that it could potentially survive the transport from foreign countries into the United States. So that's the first off. We've got that little bit of research to help educate us all on that. And now we're working with our industry, the feed industry, as well as the pork industry to help educate everyone on how these ingredients that we import are manufactured in the United, outside of the United States, why we have to import them from other countries, and then what we could do biosecurity-wise to prevent the contamination from occurring or further transmission of the virus.
So if you could give us some details on those things that you just described broadly, that would be helpful.
Sure. So we import things like amino acids and vitamins and trace minerals specifically from China, and those are manufactured in a way that will be, you know, probably very difficult for contamination to occur. They're either synthetic processes or the heat that they go through, just the way the processes are set up, right? So we're working with our industry partners to make sure that the pork industry influencers out there understand how those manufacturing processes work, the biosecurity practices that those facilities have in place. So it's education, it's transparency and communication, that side of the front. We're taking our own biosecurity guidelines that we have here that we've developed a long time ago. We updated them after the PEDV outbreak. And we're taking another look at those to make sure that we have every possible aspect covered for making sure we've got measures in place to prevent contamination, but then also to not spread any viruses further if they would get here in the United States. We're also looking at research. We know that there are data gaps here, and so we're looking to help fund research through our public charity, the foundation we have, the Institute for Feed Education and Research, and we're looking to help fill some of those data gaps so that the industry knows that some of those recommendations that are being discussed, like on holding time, that if we're putting those in place, that they are actually providing some mechanism of working on decreasing the viral load in feed ingredients if the virus was there.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking. I just now pulled up your the document that was shared with me, the issue advisory, kind of scanning that. Is there anything else that you would like to add in terms of, you know, I mean, all of the biosecurity information is pretty standard across the industry. So anything else in regard to feed or feed handling? You talked about how the imported amino acids and vitamins come from China. What about the feed that is imported? Can you talk about that some?
So there's probably not very much finished feed that's imported from China. We're thinking there the ingredients that we don't manufacture here in the United States or that we do not have enough supply of, those, that's what we're talking about coming in from China.
Such as?
So we've got those amino acids, vitamins, minerals, There is some soybean meal that's come in, and most of that is likely organic soybean meal since we don't have a high supply of that here in the United States.
Okay. Yeah, we talked to the pork industry about that last week, and they did indicate that that was mostly because we have plenty of soybeans here for feed, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask?
So we want to make sure that our industry is educated and that we're putting in measures that will provide some assurances, right? So we're making sure that we're going to fill those data gaps for them so that we continue to give the pork industry and the other livestock industries, if we're broadening this out beyond African swine fever, that they are getting safe, you know, high quality and nutritious products from us that they can feed to their livestock and therefore give our consumers those products that they depend. And so it's really in that mode of making sure that we're not putting measures in place that will give false assurances. And we're putting and doing the things that we need to protect the industry. So AFI is committed to that, and we're working on that for our feed industry and livestock producers.
Okay. Are you doing any more studies in relation to the, you know, the holding times and things like that, or?
Well, so we are looking for opportunities to fund some of that research through our foundation, and we've got one proposal that's sitting in front of us that our Board of Trustees is going to consider this week when they meet, so hopefully we can help provide some of that funding to get some of those data gaps filled.